Welcome to Dharma Dialogues, a children's podcast series on the Yakshaprashnam, a wise and wonderful dialogue from the Mahabharata. Just a little something to keep in mind as you listen to these stories. We tell these stories to spark reflection, not to give strict answers.
These stories are told with love and respect from the Hindu tradition, with guidance from elders in our community. Anyone can listen, learn, and even interpret the stories in their own way. All we hope is for young minds to grow in curiosity, courage, and compassion.
As we are learning and growing with you, any mistakes along the way are completely unintentional. Please feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions or feedback.
Now, on to the episode.
Welcome back to our little spot in the forest, my dear ones, here at Dharma Dialogues. We are now at episode 22, continuing the theme of measures of truth. In our last quiet talk, we asked a question that brought us deep into the earth. We learned that a mother's love, her unconditional care and sacrifice, is heavier and more grounding than the entire world. It is the foundation upon which we stand. Today, the wise Yaksha invites us to lift our gaze. From the earth beneath our feet, he asks us to look up, past the clouds, past the moon and the stars, to the highest place we can imagine. He asks us to measure not weight, but height.
Higher than the heavens? That sounds like a trick question. Heaven is supposed to be the highest place there is, the place of all joy and rewards. What could possibly be higher? The home of the Supreme?
That is a beautiful thought, and perhaps you're very close to the truth. But Yudhishthira, as he always does, brings the answer from the vast cosmos right back into our hearts and homes. His answer is as simple as it is profound.
Tell me, Yudhishthira, what is higher than heaven?
To which Yudhishthira responds with,
the Father, O Yaksha.
A father? Higher than heaven? I love my father, but how can a person soar above the heavens?
That is the beautiful mystery we must unravel. Yudhishthira isn't just speaking of one person. He's speaking of a role, a sacred duty, a principle of guidance and protection that is so precious, its value soars beyond even the promise of paradise. To understand, we must see that we have not one, but many fathers in our lives. First, let us begin with the father we know best, the father at home. The ancient texts say that to be born as a human is an incredibly rare and precious gift. Among all the trillions of life forms, it is only in this form that we have the chance to learn, to grow, and to understand the great mysteries of life. The father, along with the mother, gives us this golden ticket, this precious human life. His sacred duty, his dharma, is to protect that life and give us every opportunity to make our journey meaningful. That gift of opportunity is a treasure beyond measure.
So, he gives us a chance to start the journey.
Exactly. And once the journey begins, we meet our second father, the father of wisdom, the guru. In ancient India, children would go often to a gurukul, a school in the heart of nature. Their teacher, the guru, would become like a father to them, caring for them, guiding them, and giving them the knowledge they needed to build a good life. But more importantly, he would give them the spiritual tools, the prayers, the discipline, the wisdom, to build a good soul. This loving guidance that shapes our inner world is a gift that lasts for eternity.
Like the preacher we talked about, who teaches us how to drive the chariot of life.
You remember it perfectly. And then, there are fathers so vast in their love that they care for all of humanity as their own children. These are the fathers of humanity, the great rishis or sages. Think of the wise sage, Vedavyasa. He saw that a difficult age, the Kali Yuga, was coming to the world. He knew people would be so confused and lose their way. So, Like a loving father preparing his children for a difficult winter, he gathered all the ancient wisdom of the Vedas and wove it into the beautiful epic story of the Mahabharata, the very story we are sitting in right now. He did this so that his children, all of us living thousands of years later, would not be lost in the dark.
So, he was a father to the future.
He was. And just as a sage protects the world's wisdom, a good king protects its people. This is our fourth father, the father of society, the king or leader. Remember the story of King Prithu, who was born with a divine bow? He didn't use it to conquer, but to create. He leveled the chaotic mountains and coaxed the earth to give forth its bounty so its people could live in peace and prosperity. A true king's greatest duty is to create a kingdom so safe and just that every citizen has the freedom to pursue their own spiritual journey without fear. He is the loving father of his whole nation. And sometimes, this fatherly role appears in the most unexpected and humble forms. This brings us to our fifth father, the father in nature. For the people of ancient India who lived so close to the earth, the strong, hard-working bull was also seen as a father.
The bull? How?
Because day after day, the bull would patiently till the fields, preparing the land so that grains could grow and feed every single family. It was the silent, steady provider, the glue that held their whole way of life together. It was an emblem of dharma, selfless, life-sustaining duty. It was the father who sustained them. So you see, father is a role of loving protection and guidance. It is the one who gives you the chance to live, the one who teaches you how to live, the one who preserves freedom for you to live by, the one who creates a safe world for you to live in, and even the humble beings who help you to live day by day. Why is this higher than heaven? Because heaven is a beautiful destination, a reward you might get at the end of your journey. But a father, in all these forms, gives you the map, the lamp, the food, and the courage to walk the path itself. They help you make the journey worthy of the destination. Theirs is the gift that makes all other gifts possible. And this leads us to our proverb for this evening. Heaven is a beautiful blossom at the top of the tree, but a father is the strong trunk that lifts you high enough to reach it.
Wow! So a father is anyone who helps you climb higher.
You have understood it with a grateful heart. Now, as you prepare for your dreams, think of the many fathers in your own life. The ones you see every day, the teachers who guide you, the community leaders who protect you, and even the quiet workings of nature that sustain you. What does the word father mean to you? To the little ones listening in, we would love to hear your stories and feelings. You can write to us at dharmadialogues108@gmail.com. Your wisdom helps us all see the world with new eyes. Until next time, may you always feel protected and guided by your fathers.